Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
How the heck are you? It's good to be back on a Monday in New York City. It is the midday show, but Ingo and Roberts, I am here with you until 1 o'clock this afternoon. CNB's on at 1. Mike makes his big return. His big return is clearly a bigger deal than my return. I had a nice week off. I missed the smiling faces of Dove Kramer and Ernie Acosta. I did see Ernie during my vacation. Went to a Yankee game. That was a lot of fun. But I missed all of you. Seriously. By the fourth day of vacation, I mean, I'm having a great time. I'm hanging out with my son. I'm hanging out with my wife. I'm doing all sorts of things. Clearly outside, because the first thing Dove said to me is, boy, you actually got color. I never get color. I never get anything. But I guess I spent most of my vacation doing various things outside. But I think by the fourth day, I was saying, man, I wish I could turn a microphone on and talk about God knows what was going on at the time. Probably the Yankees at the time, because when I left last week, the Yankees were in the midst of the four-game series against the Red Sox, which we all know is a disaster. We all know it. It's over a week ago. And the Yankees, over the last week since then, have responded. And they really have. And they did something that they struggled to do at times this season, that's beat up these bad teams. And that's exactly what they've been able to do over the last week against the White Sox and the Texas Rangers. And it's crazy. It's crazy because I saw it over the weekend during the sweep of the Red Sox, and I've even seen some of it now. I even heard some of it on this radio station from callers while I was gone. I even heard one from a caller 15 minutes ago on Boomer and Geo featuring Jerry Recco. And you know what I heard? I heard this sense of, the Yankees need this. The Yankees need that. I heard a lot after the series against the Red Sox. They're gutless. They're soft. They're this. They're that. And you would forget that the Yankees are on pace right now with all of that. And the injuries, we know about that. With all of that, with Sonny Gray out of the rotation, thank God. With the bullpen underperforming from Zach Britton to Aroldis Chapman to Chad Green. You would think this team was on pace to win 85 games, not 103. They're on pace to win 103 games. And that's not to sugarcoat what happened against the Red Sox. What happened against the Red Sox a week ago was a disaster. And I recorded a podcast Friday night. I tried this. I think Dove liked it. I recorded a podcast while I was driving. But it was very safe, I promise. No, I wasn't pressing any buttons. I pressed the record button before I ever started driving. And then I started talking. And then I pressed the stop button when I was at a red light. Okay, so it was very, very safe. I'm a very safe driver. Talking while you're driving is not dangerous. I was looking straight up at the road. But it was after the Friday night game. And that was game two of the series. And I felt that night, well, this is over. They're not winning this division. And obviously it turned out to be an even bigger disaster over the weekend, losing on Saturday and then the debacle on Sunday night. But this is still a baseball team that come October 3rd, and unfortunately there's going to be an October 3rd. I think that's the date of the wild card game, by the way. I may have to double check that. They're going to be playing a baseball game on October 3rd. And nothing that happened in July, August, September, June, or April means anything. And I know that kind of stinks right now to think about tonight's game against the Mets or the series coming up against Tampa or any game they play over the next month and a half and realize and come to the realization that none of it matters because essentially it doesn't unless you think they're going to blow the wild card lead, which they're not. They're not blowing the number one wild card spot, and they're not even going to have any issue blowing the number two wild card. They're not blowing any wild card spot. They're going to be wild card team number one. They're going to host a game at Yankee Stadium. And what the heck's going to happen that day? I have no idea. That's the bad news. The bad news is they're not winning this American League East. The good news is, despite getting swept by the Red Sox, the reason they're not going to win this division has more to do with the Red Sox than it does the Yankees. I mean, the Red Sox, for months, I've been saying it. You've been saying it. Most of us have been saying they will cool off. They will have a losing streak. They will have a stretch where they won't win games. It hasn't happened. They've had one three-game losing streak the entire season. It was in April. They've had a handful of two-game losing streaks. They don't lose games. They're on pace to win 115 games. They have a shot to challenge the Mariners' 0-1 record. And, of course, they're on pace to eclipse the 98 Yankees, at least for the regular season. So the reason why they're 9.5 games back, 8 in the loss column, the reason why these games are going to start to feel meaningless over the next month and a half has more to do with the fact the Red Sox are just having one of those years. But here's the bad news. I have bad news for the Red Sox because it's something the Cleveland Indians know all about. It's something the 0-1 Mariners know all about. It's something that you can name plenty of teams over the course of time know all about. And that is this. Once you get to that tournament, none of this that's going on right now means a damn. It doesn't mean anything. The bad news is the wild card game when they face the Oakland A's or the Seattle Mariners. The bad news is anybody is capable of beating anybody in any moment in any place. So you can't confidently say, oh, don't worry, the Yankees are not losing the wild card game. How the heck do you know? The Mets play the Yankees tonight. They're scheduled to play tonight. The Mets could beat the Yankees, and the Mets stink. That's baseball. So the bad news is that the obvious is happening. The entire season that we've talked endlessly about for months will come down to one game in about a month and a half. That's the season. That's bad. That's bad news because it's risky. You never know what's going to happen. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. If you win that game and you are matched up with the Boston Red Sox, which they would be, barring something insane happening over the last month and a half of the season, nothing that happened in that four-game series a week ago, nothing that may happen from here on out against the Red Sox, nothing matters. None of it matters. It all starts over. And that's why when you get to the tournament, and Ernie and I fight about this every year with baseball, I always say, and I don't even think this is debatable, yet Ernie debates it, that the hottest team will go win a championship. That's it. The team that gets hot at the right time will win it all. Sometimes it's a team you don't expect. In 2014, the San Francisco Giants are playing a wild card game on the road. Guess what happened? They won the game. They won the DS. They won the CS. They won the WS. They were world champions. Were they the best team in baseball? Not even close. Last year, right before our very own eyes, let's go back to that ALDS. Let's go back to the Yankees finding a way to win the wild card game against the mediocre Minnesota Twins. And let's go back to the Indians, who had all the makings of a championship team. They were the team that lost brutally in the World Series the year before that. They were the team that not that long before this had a 22-game winning streak. They looked unbeatable. They looked like the best. They got off to a lead in this series. Girardi had this horrific decision that for a while looked like was going to define his departure as manager of the Yankees. There was zero indication that the New York Yankees were going to beat the Cleveland Indians. Nothing from the regular season, nothing from those first few games, nothing. And then the Yankees got hot. And they beat the Indians, and they had a great opportunity to beat the Houston Astros. So here's what stinks. It's NBA-like. And I know this is very tough to understand because as Knicks and Net fans in this area, what I'm about to describe hasn't happened around here in a very long time. So you're in February, and you know you're going to be in the playoffs. And you're bored. I mean, you could watch these regular season games and you could say, yeah, you know, I want the 2 seed or the 3 seed or whatever seed. Actually, this is even worse because it's pretty obvious what seed the Yankees are going to be. They're going to be wild card team number one. And you just start to stare at that calendar and you start to wait. And you still emotionally invest in yourself in every single game because you never know. You know, you don't want to go through an 8-game losing streak and have the wild card thing get dicey. And you dream that, hey, maybe the Red Sox will trip up. But the odds of all that happening are very, very low. The odds are extremely high that the Yankees are going to be wild card team number one, which means for the next month and a half, we are going to sit here and analyze everything that's going on that's irrelevant to what's going to happen on October 3rd. Like, Ernie, ask me a question. Here's the question I want you to ask me. Hey, Evan, who should start the wild card game? Go ahead, ask
Evan, me. Who should start the wild card game?
Who knows? How the hell am I supposed to answer that?
I'm thinking Lance Lynn right now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Lance Lynn's giving up one run as a New York Yankee. Should it be Tanaka? Well, until his last start, it looked like Tanaka. Then he's throwing batting practice. Should it be Severino? You know what? Let's table that. Let's see what he does against the Mets tonight, because I can guarantee you this. If Luis Severino's giving up home runs to Wilmer Flores and Jeff McNeil and Austin Jackson, no Yankee fan's going to want him to start the wild card game. Is Aaron Judge going to be ready for the wild card game? Is Gary Sanchez going to come back, and is he going to hit? Or are Yankee fans going to insist that Austin Romine, or dare I say, Kyle Higashioka, should be the catcher in that game? The problem is, none of this even matters anymore, because the odds are very low the Yankees are going to win this division. Let's speak real about this. They're 8.5 games back. They are likely to not make up that ground. The Red Sox have had one 3-game losing streak all year. You know what you've got to do? I'll quote Pedro. You got to tip your hat and just call them your daddies for now. For now. But here's the thing. To any Yankee fan who a week ago was taking their knives and stabbing it in their own team's backs, they're gutless, they're this, this manager's an idiot, they can't beat the Red Sox, do you honestly think on October 5th or 6th you are going to think about that if you get a new crack at the Boston Red Sox? Because think about this for a second. If the Red Sox win 116 games after a couple of straight years of losing in the first round and staring straight at the New York Yankees and the DS, you talk about pressure. Oh, my God. When we talk about the 0-1 Mariners, what do we say? We don't just talk about 116 wins. We mention that, but we also talk about, can you believe they lost in 5 in the ALCS? ALCS, not even ALDS. So, like the Indians' 20-plus game winning streak, and like the Red Sox potentially winning 115 games, it's a great accomplishment, no doubt about it. But the way this sport is structured right now, the way this postseason is, it doesn't mean a damn thing come the first week of October. So here's what you need to do if you're a Yankee fan, because you're not going to have this opportunity in a month and a half. In a month and a half, you're going to be stressed. In a month and a half, you're going to hate baseball. In a month and a half, you're going to say, why am I a sports fan? I can't deal with this stress. Remember how you felt during that wild card game? Remember how you felt through the 5 games against the Indians? Remember how you felt through the 7 games against the Astros? Because I know how I feel during playoff games. I hate sports. I don't even know why I'm a fan. Too much stress. Here's what you need to do. I want you to sit back and just relax. Because what you're witnessing right now doesn't mean that much. Now, look. If you guys go out and lose 10 in a row, okay, it's going to start to mean something. You know, if the Oakland A's and the Seattle Mariners are sniffing down your neck or up your neck or whatever it is, sure, you can get stressed. If you start winning a bunch of games in a row and the Red Sox start actually losing and now you're 3 games out, okay, get stressed. You have a chance to win the division. But the odds are the next month and a half is going to be get me to October 3rd. That's what it's going to be. Oh, hold on. I have to correct. I got to make sure that's the correct date. Yeah, October 3rd, right? Wednesday, October 3rd. Yes, that's the day. Wednesday, October 3rd. So sit back and relax. And how about this? Tonight, it's the Subway Series. Forget that. Tonight is the game I have wanted for 5 months. Tonight, and this rain better hold off. Okay, this rain better go away. They better wait. I don't care if they have to wait till 10 o'clock tonight. Seriously, I don't give a damn. Tonight, we get what we deserve as New York baseball fans. Tonight, we get Jake versus Seve. That's what we get. I know Severino hasn't been as dominant over the last 6 starts, even though his last start was pretty good. But we deserve this, and we get that tonight. And you know why they've got to wait till 10 o'clock at night? And I understand there's kids that want to go to this game. I get it. If they don't play this game tonight, I don't know when they're going to play it, because I think the Mets and Yankees have one more common off day, and they're not going to be able to use that common off day because the Yankees are in California. So unless they're going to get really, really, really creative and have some kind of 3-team, 1-stadium, doubleheader thingy-majiggy, they got to play tonight. And we deserve this game tonight. Mets fans deserve it because it's the last thing that matters in this season. I'm telling you, the only games that matter for the Mets, once every 5 days. So we'll talk plenty of baseball throughout the show. What do you find so funny, Ernie? Am I making you laugh? What am I dancing for you?
We'll talk about it off air.
All right. We'll come back. I'll get to your phone calls. I'll even get to the golf because I did watch it. And everybody woke up this morning wanting to talk about Tiger Woods. How about Brooks Koepka? I mean, this guy's basically got to play the villain while everybody in St. Louis is rooting for Tiger. No one even cares about this guy, and he won another major.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.